Good afternoon. And Merry Christmas. So let me begin at masses like this that I normally do, and let me say my first words to those of you who are standing. I'm standing too. But whether you are standing or sitting or wherever you are in the church, it's pretty clear that we are very, very close to Christmas. There's decorations everywhere. It's quite obvious that we are in the Christmas season, and we're going to celebrate this birth of Jesus in Bethlehem. And I think, though, you know, no matter how old you are, you've seen this every year. And of course, it's easy to take it for granted. Every December 24th, we're going to decorate the church like this and have all these decorations and beautiful songs. We can take it for granted. Sometimes we can miss the fact that it almost didn't happen at all. 2018 years ago, it almost didn't happen at all. But why did it happen? Well, we heard something in the gospel today. Joseph is unsure about what's going on. He doesn't understand how this birth can happen. He is not the father of this child. He's actually willing to stop the whole process. The gospel says he's going to end it right there. But then the angel appears to him and explains it to him. And once he understands, he lets it go forward. And of course, Mary, we've heard that story before where, you know, Mary is by herself and all of a sudden the angel Gabriel appears to her. It happened in a dream to Joseph, but the angel actually appeared to Mary. That doesn't happen too often. That really must have been a remarkable event. Maybe there was light and sound and all this. The angel Gabriel appears to Mary and says, "You are going to be the mother of our Lord." Can you imagine if that happened to you? And what is Mary's response? She asks a question. She stops the whole process right there. She's not going to go forward until she understands. She asks a question. And you can imagine what the angel Gabriel might have done at that moment. Maybe the angel Gabriel looked up to heaven, to God, and said, "God, what do I do now? Mary's asking a question." And God probably said something like, "Well, answer the question. We can't go forward until Mary accepts and understands of her own free will. We're not going to impose ourselves on anyone. We're not going to force ourselves on anyone. We respect the freedom and the intelligence of Joseph." And God says, "I respect the freedom and the intelligence of Mary." And when they both understand, then they both say yes, and then this beautiful story of Christmas goes forward. It really is a remarkable, beautiful event that this Christmas story didn't happen unless people opened the door and said, "Yes, Lord, come into my life." And yet they each needed to have it explained to them. God respects our intelligence. God respects our freedom. God respects our independence. And really, I will go forward if you open that door once you understand. I remember when I was a kid, I was 9 years old when my family moved to California. Sometimes people ask me, you know, "How did you get to California?" I said, very simple. My folks said, "Get in the car." So I was 9 years old when we moved to Ventura County. But prior to that, I lived in New Jersey. And it snows every year in New Jersey. It's a wintertime Christmas. And I remember when I was younger than nine, very young, I asked my dad about Santa Claus. And I said, "How can this be that Santa comes into our house and we don't have a fireplace? How does Santa get in without a fireplace?" And my dad simply said, "Well, he just comes in the front door." I said, "But I never see snow footprints the next day." That's the kind of kid I was. Well, sure enough, the next morning, on Christmas morning, I woke up and came downstairs, and there was a sheet of plastic, and there were snow footprints all the way to the tree. So I was good for another year. And you know, when I was young, I didn't go to Catholic school every year, but just for a few years that I did, my hand was up all the time. I was always constantly asking questions. And I think this gospel and the story of Christmas shows that when Mary and Joseph ask questions, they are honoring anyone that ever wondered about this story, that you are in good company if you ask a question, because that's how answers come. And I had my hand up for all the time asking questions, and look at me now, I work for the company. And it's really a beautiful way that God works with us. He has wonderful grace to give us, wonderful strength, beautiful gifts, beautiful virtues that he would love to give to all of us. But we have to open the door. God will never go where he is not welcome. And you can see that the welcome mat was here. Let's make sure that happens in our house. Make sure it happens in your heart. If it hasn't happened before, that old-fashioned prayer, Lord, I open my life to you. I open my heart to you. Send me your grace and put me on fire that I may receive your grace, that I can change things in my marriage. I can change things in parenting. I can change things the way I am as a child. I can change things in my neighborhood. I can even change things at work. We can do wonderful things together, and I ask you to come in to my heart. When you come forward at communion time, very, very powerful ways, when you receive either a blessing or the Eucharist, this is now our Lord coming into your heart in a very powerful way. And immediately after communion, go back to your pew and sit down with your Jesus in your heart and talk about how you'll be different now that you have this person of Jesus within you. Let me just say one last thing. It's a very common greeting that we have at this time of the year that we say, have a Merry Christmas. Have a Merry Christmas. That means exactly what it says. Have Christmas. Don't remember Christmas. Don't think back to what happened 2018 years ago. Our faith is not nostalgia. Our faith is not looking back at the wonderful things that happened to Mary and Joseph. Our faith is about having that experience ourselves today. So, in the light of this gospel, let me say to all of you, I wish that all of you have a very Merry Christmas.